It's 86 degrees and cloudy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Tennessee has now joined a federal initiative to reform the way it handles their survivor benefits for kids in the foster care system whose parents have died. Since 2019, more than $38 million in Social Security or disability payments for older youths in Tennessee's foster care were routinely siphoned by state officials. Instead of holding the money for the kids, the Tennessee Department of Children's Services used the money to pay for the youth's time and care. It's also called the orphan tax. Technically, it is legal, but the practice leaves thousands of kids destitute when they get out of the system at age 18. According to the Tennessean, the funds would average about $30,000 per child. Earlier this year, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services chastised the state for the practice. Now the funds will instead be placed in a special type of U.S. Treasury account that the children will be able to access once they get out of the system. The World Cup excitement is bringing attention to what's known as street soccer. It's a form of the game that is smaller, inclusive, no matter what skill, and it's fast-moving and exciting. Street soccer is at the center of Food Bar Summerfest this Saturday at the fairgrounds in Nashville. The free family-friendly event also has food trucks, vendors, music, topped off with a watch party for two FIFA World Cup quarterfinal matches. Founder Rachel Masterson says Food Bar holds year-round street soccer meets, but the annual festival is about more than kicking balls.
It's more than just a street soccer tournament. Actually, our slogan, if you check out our merch, says Más que un juego, which is more than a game. We're all about building community and getting the greater Nashville soccer community involved. So even if you're just a soccer fan, you're not a player, maybe you're a little scared to try it out, anybody's welcome to come and watch and hang out.
You can learn more about Food Bar Summerfest and this week's What Wear Wednesday at WNXP.org. The new state-appointed Metro Nashville Airport Authority wasted little time this week at its first meeting. The board withdrew from a lawsuit Metro government filed that asked a judge to stop the state law from going into effect. The new law went into effect July 1st. It removed all 9 existing Airport Authority members who were appointed by Metro and replaced 6 of them with people selected by Tennessee's top elected officials. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN News.